Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, let's get to business. If you missed anything, we started out Tigers. 2-3 from the Yankees, sweep the Mariners. What does it all mean? I'll tell you what it means. Nothing for this season. You're too far out of it. But if they can get hot, could it force Scott Harris and Chris Ilitch to act like they care and spend a little money? That's the only reason I'll be excited. But we talked about it. We also talked about the Lions, some of the concerns the other shows are moaning about. It's all there, Odyssey.com Rewind. Kenny, you have a problem on your hands. I want to talk about this. One segment, I want to help you. Because you started to explain, and I said, shut up, we'll do it on the show.
Here we are. So I, over the weekend, received a phone call from an old high school friend. Used to be a very good...
See that black?
No, none of that. None of that. Do you want to help this or not? You're already looking at buttons.
So tonight, I want oral...
Roberts, and that's not what we're talking about.
I'd like to jank myself.
Damn it! Can I continue, or is it? Do you have one more
over
button,
here, Kenny?
All right,
I got nothing else.
Am I getting rid of black jobs? Anything else? Peanut gallery,
David. No. We should leave.
One fly, two fly.
That's go ahead.
I feel.
Go ahead.
No, so I received a phone call over the weekend from an old buddy of mine. He used to be a really close friend of mine in high school. We go way back. I haven't really talked to him a whole bunch since high school. And he invites me to his wedding or asked me for my address over the phone. Yeah. So I sent him the address, and the wedding is the end of next month.
Nope.
It is less than 2 months away. I told him, yeah, I'd talk to the lady. We'll see what we're doing. I don't know where this begins or ends.
It ends right here. The answer is no. This guy's a freeloader, and he wants a gift. That's all it is. You're out.
See, I looked at it as it was, did he call you?
Yeah, he called me.
Yeah, it was almost like out of obligation, like Kenny may find out I got married and I didn't invite him. So let me kind of half-ass do this. I'll invite him 3 days before the wedding.
Or?
So he'll say no.
Or, hey, do you have any idiots in your Rolodex who will buy us something nice and we can upcharge them to come to our wedding? Yeah, I got a guy.
See, that's interesting that you would say that, though, because to me, it felt more like somebody had dropped out. Yes. And there was still a spot. David?
Right, and he's trying to fill it because he's already paid for the venue and
that's
paid
it.
For the plate, and he wants you to give him a little envelope.
It's close enough. Well, the end is getting really here to his wedding, and he lost a seat, and he wants someone to fill it to him a gift.
So, Kenny, basically, he's treating you like the group of five team.
Yeah.
I get a seat at the table, but is it really a seat at the table?
Right, you're there, but you happen to notice a lot of little people around you. They're called children. You're at the little kid's table.
Kenny's the seventh corner that they took. He's a depth move. The kid will never play, but you add him to the roster.
I happen to enjoy the guy's company. I mean, he's a good dude.
You enjoy his company so much, you haven't seen him since high school.
Well, that's kind of where the sticking point with me is.
Enjoy his company.
I haven't seen this. I saw him at a party once, like a year ago, and it wasn't even his party.
And then on top of that,
see that black
Hey, do you want to go to a fall wedding? No.
Oh, what week is the wedding?
It's don't actually care. No. It's on a Friday, so it's not a-
even worse.
It's
no.
not on a Saturday or a Sunday.
Yes, but you got the Big Ten games out West Coast on Friday nights.
No way.
Thank God.
The answer's no. Turn it down. Don't ever talk to him again.
So he's a freeloader is what you're saying.
See, I looked at it as you were I don't want Kenny to be angry at me if he finds out.
Wait a minute. How would he be angry? Kenny hasn't seen him in 10 years.
Well, at a reunion.
Well, what reunion? Kenny didn't got graduate.
Yeah, but he didn't know if Kenny's a spiteful person.
Jesus.
One fly, two fly.
Wow. Listen, why would you go? Do you even know the name of the person he's marrying?
I think I might. I met her one time.
Oh.
That one singular time.
Oh.
So, does she listen to this show?
Oh.
I don't know. We'll find out probably. It's out there now. I'll probably be receiving a text at some point.
Of what?
I don't know.
I think it's sketchy.
I don't think there's anything to be mad about. If he didn't invite me, I wouldn't have been offended either.
Because it's didn't know if he was alive. If this guy died, would you have known when the funeral was?
No. I would have found out. It wouldn't have been like through the first two or three people to find out, though. That's for sure.
Exactly, which means you don't count.
Mm. I wouldn't have been offended if he hadn't invited me in the first place. Like you said, we haven't
talked. First of all, when you don't get invited to a wedding, you know what you should say?
Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Because second of all, there's better than 50% odds. He's going to have a second one. So who cares?
Oh, come on. What are we doing here?
We're talking truth. All right, David, I'm tired of this. Weddings are hostage situations. All this is now is a game. It's a way to collect money, to subsidize their life, and probably pay their credit card debt. It's not about love.
So it's
not about any of this. It's a grift.
I will say this, Kenny.
I'm pumped up when I'm not invited to a wedding.
Oh, even better if you're not involved in it at all.
Even better. Right. That's another grift.
If you're true friends.
Pay for my bachelor party.
That's all Kenny did was bitch about bachelor parties the last 5 years. He's been on 17 of the 10 things.
We're not allowed to talk about that.
Not that one. He's been to others.
Our little show.
He's been to a zillion of these things. He's got a bachelor party every week.
But I'll say this, Kenny. If you were true friends, he wouldn't have to call you to ask you for your address.
Yeah, hello.
He would already have it. It would have already sent this months ago.
Yeah, I would say if you haven't talked to the person in 6 months, you're not obligated to.
6 months? Try 6 years.
No. It's been a while. I'm saying, but if you haven't talked to somebody within 6 months that you don't, you know what? I know you're dating this person. Listen, hey, how's it going with her? Thinking about getting married.
I'll give you a great example. If you don't talk to somebody within 6 months or a year before they die, you don't go to the funeral.
See, I thought I had a leg to stand on because I was like, all right, so we moved recently. I moved recently, and I was like, well, that was during the pandemic or right after. That was 4 years ago, so that's not even that recently that I moved.
It's not recent. Kenny, if the guy dropped dead and you hadn't seen him in 4 years, I don't think you need to be at the funeral. I don't care about social protocol.
No, see, that could be different. Because
no, it's not.
No, because, Mike, there are some people that you don't need to talk to, but it's like, you could talk to them 2 years from now, and you'll pick right up from your previous conversation.
Not if they're dead. No, I wouldn't go to the funeral. Okay. Funerals suck. And then if you go, it's like you're patronizing the people that lost this person because what? You're there to look good? It's the same thing as these stupid weddings. You're not his friend.
You're there to pay your respects, Mike.
No, you're not. That's a made-up thing.
No, it is not a made-up thing.
Rico, I understand what you're saying. There are certain people or some people that you may not talk to.
I don't have to talk to you every day.
But we catch back up every time we see each other.
But you know plenty of people go to those events for no other reason than to make themselves look good. True or false, and you know it's true.
See, I think as you get older.
You're one of those people, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Rico, sachets by the corpse.
No, I do not. No. Nope.
You're a funeral guy.
I am not funeral guy at all. As a matter of fact,
funeral guy. No, wow.
As a matter of fact, I am the antithesis of that. I have to really know you well in order to go. I do
Thank
not.
You. So here's
do
my.
That's,
there's up north guy. There's boat guy. There's funeral guy.
I do not do funerals.
No,
we can end that right here.
No, and I don't think you have to. That's right. My point. Like you don't have to say yes to a wedding you're invited to. To hell with that.
Yeah.
Plus at least a funeral's final. Dead. There's no undead. These weddings, no one stays married anymore. Kenny can get him on the rebound. That's the difference.
Look at the divorce statistics.
I'm not allowing that.
Who's Kenny getting on the rebound?
Well, that depends. I don't know. I don't.
I was like, wait.
You gotta give him that huck to
it. Like, wait a minute.
I was like, I'm getting a rebound. What's going on here?
You mean hanging out with his buddy on the rebound?
I made the second go around when he inevitably is married again.
Okay. Getting divorced and Rico's funeral guy. All right.
We've established a lot here.
Yeah, I don't do
funeral. I'm with you. And I get tired of people judging people. Oh, did you see Bob didn't go to the funeral? Bob hadn't seen the person in 8 years. They don't talk.
There's probably a short list of people that I will actually go to their funeral if I'm still around. But other than that, the best you'll get from me is, you know, a phone call, maybe a visitation family hour.
But even that's obligatory. Listen, it is what it is. I think the whole funeral thing for non-immediate family or friends is largely performative. And I think it is something that needs to stop, just like weddings. This whole thing, there are, like, listen, these people hold... Last year, I'll give you a great example. You know what?
No, but here's
we're
the
up against it. I can't do anything anymore.
You know what? Finish it on the next
one. Nobody cares. We'll move on. It's just going to say all these weddings.
I didn't say a word. My hands didn't move.
Because here's the thing. I honestly think if you gave the people...
Nobody likes 300 people. Why would you have 300 people at your wedding?
You know what? How about I give me... I'll buy the opt-out. How about I'll just give you a check for $150 and I don't have to be there?
There you go. Why can't you pay your way out of a funeral? Yep. I didn't want to be there, but here's $100. I mean, what are you going to do? Like, it doesn't make sense.
I was talking weddings, but oh, sure.
It's both. Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, let's get to business. If you missed anything, we started out Tigers. 2-3 from the Yankees, sweep the Mariners. What does it all mean? I'll tell you what it means. Nothing for this season. You're too far out of it. But if they can get hot, could it force Scott Harris and Chris Ilitch to act like they care and spend a little money? That's the only reason I'll be excited. But we talked about it. We also talked about the Lions, some of the concerns the other shows are moaning about. It's all there, Odyssey.com Rewind. Kenny, you have a problem on your hands. I want to talk about this. One segment, I want to help you. Because you started to explain, and I said, shut up, we'll do it on the show.
Here we are. So I, over the weekend, received a phone call from an old high school friend. Used to be a very good...
See that black?
No, none of that. None of that. Do you want to help this or not? You're already looking at buttons.
So tonight, I want oral...
Roberts, and that's not what we're talking about.
I'd like to jank myself.
Damn it. Can I continue, or is it? Do you have one more button,
over here, Kenny?
All right,
I got nothing else.
Am I getting rid of black jobs? Anything else? Peanut gallery,
David. No. We should leave.
One fly, two fly.
Go ahead.
No, so I received a phone call over the weekend from an old buddy of mine. He used to be a really close friend of mine in high school. We go way back. I haven't really talked to him a whole bunch since high school. And he invites me to his wedding, or asks me for my address over the phone. Yeah. So I sent him the address, and the wedding is the end of next month.
Nope.
It is less than 2 months away. I told him, yeah, I'll talk to the lady. We'll see what we're doing. I don't know where this begins or ends.
It ends right here. The answer is no. This guy's a freeloader, and he wants a gift. That's all it is. You're out.
See, I looked at it as it was, did he call you?
Yeah, he called me.
Yeah, it was almost like out of obligation. Like, Kenny may find out I got married and I didn't invite him. So let me kind of half-ass do this. I'll invite him 3 days before the wedding.
Or?
So he'll say no.
Or, hey, do you have any idiots in your Rolodex who will buy us something nice and we can upcharge them to come to our wedding? Yeah, I got a guy.
See, that's interesting that you would say that, though, because to me, it felt more like somebody had dropped out and there was still a spot. David?
Right, and he's trying to fill it because he's already paid for the venue and paid for the plate, and he wants you to give him a little envelope.
It's close enough. Well, the end is getting really here to his wedding, and he lost a seat. And he wants someone to fill it to That's give right. him a gift.
So, Kenny, basically, he's treating you like the group of five team.
Yeah.
I get a seat at the table, but is it really a seat at the table?
Right. You're there, but you happen to notice a lot of little people around you. They're called children. You're at the little kid's table.
Kenny's the seventh corner that they took. He's a depth move. The kid will never play, but you add him to the roster.
I happen to enjoy the guy's company. I mean, he's a good dude. Good,
yeah, you enjoy his company so much, you haven't seen him since high school.
Well, that's kind of where the sticking point with me is.
Enjoy his company.
I haven't seen this. I saw him at a party once, like a year ago, and it wasn't even his party.
And then on top of that,
see that black?
Hey, do you want to go to a fall wedding? No.
Oh, what week is the wedding?
It's Don't actually care. On, no. It's on a Friday, so it's not
even worse.
It's not on a Saturday or a Sunday.
Yes, but you got the Big Ten games out West Coast on Friday nights.
No way.
Thank God.
The answer's no. Turn it down. Don't ever talk to him again.
So he's a freeloader is what you're saying.
See, that's I looked at it as that you were I don't want Kenny to be angry at me if he finds out.
Wait a minute. How would he be angry? Kenny hasn't seen him in 10 years.
Well, at a reunion.
Well, what reunion? Kenny didn't graduate. Like,
yeah, but he didn't know if Kenny's a spiteful person.
Jesus. One fly, two fly.
Wow. Listen, why would you go? Do you even know the name of the person he's married?
I think I might. I met her one time.
Oh.
That one singular time.
Oh.
So, does she listen to this show?
Oh, I don't know. Oh. We'll find out, probably. It's out there now. I'll probably be receiving a text at some point.
Of what?
I don't know.
I think it's sketchy.
I don't think there's anything to be mad about. If he didn't invite me, I wouldn't have been offended either.
Because it's you didn't know if he was alive. If this guy died, would you have known when the funeral was?
No. I would have found out. It wouldn't have been like through the first two or three people to find out, though. That's for sure.
Exactly, which means you don't count.
I wouldn't, like I said, I wouldn't have been offended if he hadn't invited me in the first place. Like you said, we haven't talked.
First of all, when you don't get invited to a wedding, you know what you should say?
Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Because second of all, there's better than 50% odds. He's going to have a second one. So who cares?
Oh, come on. What are we doing here?
We're talking truth. All right, David, I'm tired of this. Weddings are hostage situations. All this is now is a game. It's a way to collect money, to subsidize their life, and probably pay their credit card debt. It's not about love.
So it's
not about any of this. It's a grift.
I will say this, Kenny.
I'm pumped up when I'm not invited to a wedding.
Oh, even better if you're not involved in it at all.
Even better. Right. That's another grift.
If you're true friends.
Pay for my bachelor party.
That's all Kenny did was bitch about bachelor parties the last 5 years. He's been on 17 of the damn things.
We're not allowed to talk about that.
Not that one. He's been to others.
Our little show.
He's been to a zillion of these things. He's got a bachelor party every week.
But I'll say this, Kenny. If you were true friends, he wouldn't have to call you to ask you for your address.
Yeah, hello.
He would already have it. And would have already sent this months ago.
Yeah, I would say if you haven't talked to the person in 6 months, you're not obligated to.
6 months? Try 6 years.
No. It's been a while. I'm saying, but if you haven't talked to somebody within 6 months that you don't, you know what? I know you're dating this person. Listen, hey, how's it going with her? Thinking about getting married.
I'll give you a great example. If you don't talk to somebody within 6 months or a year before they die, you don't go to the funeral.
See, I thought I had a leg to stand on because I was like, all right, so we moved recently. I moved recently, and I was like, well, that was during the pandemic or right after. That was 4 years ago, so that's not even that recently that I moved.
It's not recent. Kenny, if the guy dropped dead and you hadn't seen him in 4 years, I don't think you need to be at the funeral. I don't care about social protocol.
No, see, that could be different. Because
no, it's not.
No, no, because, Mike, there are some people that you don't need to talk to, but it's like, you could talk to them 2 years from now, and you'll pick right up from your previous conversation.
Not if they're dead. No, I wouldn't go to the funeral. Okay. Funerals suck. And then if you go, it's like you're patronizing the people that lost this person because what? You're there to look good? It's the same thing as these stupid weddings. You're not his friend.
You're there to pay your respects, Mike.
No, you're not. That's a made-up thing.
No, it is not a made-up thing.
Rico, I understand what you're saying. There are certain people or some people that you may not talk to.
I don't have to talk to you every day.
But we catch back up every time we see each other.
But like, you know, plenty of people go to those events for no other reason than to make themselves look good. True or false, and you know it's true.
See, I think as you get older.
You're one of those people,
no,
aren't you?
No, I'm
Rico,
not.
Rico, sashays by the corpse.
No, I do not. No. Nope.
You're a funeral guy.
I am not funeral guy at all. As a matter of fact,
funeral guy. No, wow.
As a matter of fact, I am the antithesis of that. I have to really know you well in order to go. I do
Thank
not.
You. So here's
do
my.
That's, there's up north guy. There's boat guy. There's funeral
no,
guy.
Funeral guy.
I do not do funerals.
No, and
we
I
get in that right here.
No, and I don't think you have to. That's right. My point. Like you don't have to say yes to a wedding you're invited to. To hell with that.
Yeah.
Plus the look. At least a funeral's final. Dead. There's no undead. These weddings, no one stays married anymore. Kenny can get him on the rebound. That's the difference. Look at the divorce statistics.
I'm not allowing that.
Who's Kenny getting on the rebound?
Well, that depends. I don't know. I don't.
I was like, wait.
You gotta give him that huck to it.
Like, wait a minute.
I was like, I'm getting a rebound. What's going on here?
You mean hanging out with his buddy on the rebound?
I meant the second go-around when he inevitably is married again.
Okay. Getting divorced and Rico's funeral guy. All right.
We've established a lot here.
Yeah, I don't do
funeral. I'm with you. And I get tired of people judging people. Oh, did you see Bob didn't go to the funeral? Bob hadn't seen the person in 8 years. They don't talk.
There's probably a short list of people that I will actually go to their funeral if I'm still around. But other than that, the best you'll get from me is, you know, a phone call, maybe a visitation family hour.
But even that's obligatory. Listen, it is what it is. I think the whole funeral thing for non-immediate family or friends is largely performative. And I think it is something that needs to stop. Yeah. Just like weddings. This whole thing, there are like, listen, these people hold... Last year, I'll give you a great example. You know what?
No, but here's
we're
the
up against it. I can't do anything anymore.
You know what? Finish it on the next.
No, nobody cares. We'll move on. It's just going to say all these weddings.
I didn't say a word. My hands didn't move.
Because here's the thing. I honestly think if you gave the people
nobody likes married, 300 people. Why would you have 300 people at your wedding?
You know what? How about I give me, I'll buy the opt out. How about I'll just give you a check for $150 and I don't have to be there.
There you go. Why can't you pay your way out of a funeral? Yep. I didn't want to be there, but here's $100. I mean, what are you going to do? Like, it doesn't make sense.
I was talking in weddings, but oh, sure.
It's both.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.